Hachette Audio presents Mr. Rochester, a novel. Written by Sarah Shoemaker. Read by Simon Shepherd.
Without esteem, true love cannot exist. Charlotte Bronte, Shirley. Book 1, Chapter 1. I know little of my birth, for my mother died long before she could tell me, before I ever heard her voice or gazed at her face. And my father banished the woman who helped deliver me, blaming her for my mother's death. Of course, my father himself had no interest in telling me the least part of it, even if he did remember, which he almost certainly did not. There was no room for sentiment in my father's existence. Although my mother had proved her worth by providing him with two healthy boys, he would still have considered it a waste to lose a good broodmare. But with her gone, who was there to oversee the raising of his sons? Not himself, that was certain, as he was away on business most of the time. So he turned to Holdridge, his butler, and to his housekeeper, Mrs. Knox, and a succession of nursemaids and governesses who were sometimes bad and other times worse. It was years before I could think of a governess as anyone other than a presence that must be borne. But in large part, my brother and I were left to entertain ourselves, and we did so separately. Roland was 8 years older than I, and, as one might imagine, 8 years between brothers does not make for a great deal of affinity. I do not recall much of what he did.